Hey.
Hello,
everyone.
Oh, you were going to say it.
Oh.
I said it, but you said it too.
We all said it.
In stereo, you guys could say a dual hello.
3, 2, 1. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
You want me to count you down from
no,
seven?
No, we got it. It's fine.
You need a longer countdown or what?
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the show tonight. It's going to be a good one. Way
featuring
better than
Elton Shaw.
The Rocket Man. Hell yeah.
This could be
Rocket
my new
Man.
Look. I think I could pull this off.
I think Elton John would look better with a hat.
Padres hat?
With that hat.
Yeah.
What do you call that hat? It's what? Not a trucker hat.
No, it's, I don't know what this hat. I got this at a thrift store, to be honest
snap
with you.
Snapback.
Yeah, snapback.
The Elton John snapback coming soon.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you for watching us. Not that dumb Bethesda keynote that's happening right now.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Who? Shinji Mikami?
No
who,
one cares.
Who, I can't even
who made that?
Who is that?
I Fallout 76, though, Battle Royale with 52 whole players, so it's half as good as any other Battle Royale game. Very excited.
Todd Howard.
Very
dude.
Excited.
Let it out. Let us know how excited you are.
I think it's awesome. I think it's fucking great. Woo! That new Fallout! Fuck yeah! They fucking nailed it. And is it called Fallout 76? I don't know.
I thought they just gave this to people who had Fallout 76 because they felt bad that their game sucked.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They gotta do something.
They love it, and I'm gonna love it too. Woo! Bethesda!
Derek, you pointed out Battle Royale, 52 player. You instantly said, well, that's half of every other Battle Royale game I've
Half
heard.
As many as PUBG, half as many as Fortnite.
What
Apex
it's,
Legends?
It's fucking Fallout. It fucking rocks.
It does.
I think it's the shit.
Oh, Apex is 60. Well, so worse than that.
Apex
yeah.
is, yeah.
It's still bottom of the barrel.
Apex, bottom of the barrel? We went even lower. Fuck yeah. Woo! You thought we couldn't add less people to Battle Royale? We fucking did it.
You do sound
How about,
like
why not two?
I'm gonna fuck that. I'm gonna do one.
Yeah, one guy.
Dude, Battle Royale, it's one guy fighting like all this like computer bad guys.
No, fuck, it's one guy.
It's just one guy.
You get so lonely,
oh.
self-death.
You can only win or self-death.
You have to find weapons to self-death yourself.
Hell yeah.
I'm not saying the suicide word.
Suicide solution.
No.
That triggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like using different words.
Sabbath
I was walking into Home Depot today, and this dad was yelling at his kid, and he said, I told you we're leaving. Get off your computer telephone.
Wow.
So nice. I'm going to say that from here on out. Computer telephone. Fuck iPhones.
He's got a...
I got a computer telephone.
I fucking regret the day I bought you a damn computer telephone. We're at Home Depot, and you're on your computer telephone like a little bitch. A fucking disgrace to the Herman name. Computer fucking telephone. Your grandpa was a nom, you little bitch.
Computer telephone's going to get kicked. Woohoo! Bye-bye computer telephone.
You know what would have happened if Grandpa had a computer telephone in Vietnam? His ass would have been fucking fried turkey. Bitch! So why did this guy keep calling his son a bitch?
You know what? I don't know, and I didn't like it. Because my kids were around, and they had to hear that, and I was like, no.
And they're like, Dad, what's a bitch?
Excuse me.
And I said, I'm not going to explain this to you.
Sir, could you stop calling your son a bitch in front of my kids?
I'd rather have him call his son a bitch than his daughter a bitch, though.
Yeah, we got to think of a new word to call our daughters.
There's levels.
We can't call them bitches anymore, and that's honestly a problem in 2019. Not saying we should call them bitches. That's not the problem.
But there's no replacement
word. The future, you know, feminism rocks. But what are we going to do about when these girls are getting out of hand?
Getting out of hand. Well, no, you got to discipline a daughter. You've got
Thank
a daughter.
You.
Maybe she gets
Thank
out of
you.
Hand. You got to discipline
What's
her.
What's the new word?
Darling?
I like you as punk because it works for everyone.
Oh, that's
hey,
good.
Hey, you little punk.
You little punk.
I don't know who you think you are.
Dude, bringing it back
punk
to Cyberpunk 77?
Maybe we can call him garbage. Hey, you little piece of garbage.
No, I think garbage is that's too degrading to any person to be called, but punk.
Garbage.
Punk's not degrading enough.
I have one more story about that parking lot, if you don't mind, if you will indulge me. This happened today, but
was
at
there
the
a
same
first
Home
story?
Depot parking lot. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Same, well, yeah, the computer telephone.
It happened at Home Depot.
Same
okay.
parking lot, different day. I am leaving, and there were two guys in a fist fight in the Home Depot parking lot.
Hell yeah.
Just fucking like
UFC.
Like going at it. And I don't know why my reaction was to honk at them. I drive past them like honking.
That's a good reaction.
Like,
though.
Hey, knock it off. Yeah. Hey,
cheer them on.
No need for this. Honking. One guy stops and goes, fuck you to me. And as he's saying that, guy cold cocks him in the face and he's just out. Oh. On the ground.
Dude, you need a dash cam.
I just drove off, but it was like, oh, whoops.
You're running interference.
I did.
You're the inside. You chose sides.
And you're wingman.
I didn't choose sides.
You did.
But I was like, no, stop fighting. Oh, well, it's over anyways.
Well, you stopped. You brought peace.
I did. I'm a peacemaker.
You ended the fight.
Yeah.
You know what? I am, and theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side, I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Anyways, Keanu Reeves is in the new Cyberpunk, and I think that fucking rocks. Woo! Keanu! Woo! John Wick!
I'm excited for
Take
that game.
My money.
I don't, you know, here's the thing, though.
Take
that
my money.
Game, everything I see about it always looks cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any game. Is there a gameplay for this game?
It doesn't matter. It rocks.
Okay. In the last trailer, I think there was a little bit of gameplay. But this is, aside from Death Stranding, the only other kind of game on my radar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. The Keanu thing was pretty nifty.
Cool reveal. It's so funny how Keanu Reeves back in the day was like a fucking joke. Like I always
Bill and Ted.
No, not even
what?
After Bill and Ted.
Johnny Unitas
loved Keanu Reeves.
When was he a joke?
I feel like there was like a time he was trying to do like romantic comedies and no one. I was like, oh, he's a bad actor. Fuck Keanu Reeves. There's a window.
I don't remember the Keanu Reeves.
That was
Reeves
before
romantic
the Matrix.
Comedy.
Before Matrix, it was
pre Matrix. He was kind of floundering.
When did he make a romantic comedy?
Is it like Meet Joe Black?
No, that's
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, that
is
movie rules.
I can't think of it now, but I'll put the image of it on the screen. But there is one, and everyone's like, oh, fuck Keanu Reeves, whatever. And then I feel like now he is like top tier. Everyone just fucking loves Keanu Reeves.
I feel like you're like. In a bit of an alternate reality than the rest of us.
You think so? You think
Bill and Ted?
Yes.
It's like 1989.
Them. Right.
Point Break, what was that, like 94?
Oh, yeah.
Speed. It's like 96.
Agreed.
The Matrix was 99.
So there was a time.
Wait, where's Johnny Mnemonic fit in there?
Johnny Mnemonic 99. Is somewhere in there.
There's got to be a time. I feel like people just didn't give a shit about Keanu Reeves. It was a bad actor.
He made Chain Reaction. That was a bad movie.
I still watched it, though. I still saw Chain Reaction with Morgan Freeman, too. It was okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was okay.
Did you see Johnny Mnemonic?
But I will say that I feel like there's no celebrity right now that is universally loved as much as Keanu Reeves currently.
Oh, Glenn Close. Come on. Don't be dissing the
Glenn,
Close.
Glenn, not even close.
Bette Midler.
Bette rules.
Bette Lidler. Bette rocks.
That's awesome.
All bets are on. You could have said all bets are off, but I beat you to it.
People are saying Tom Hanks, and I do. Everyone loves Tom Hanks, obviously.
No, wrong.
Again, yes.
Wrong.
If Tom Hanks shows up in this game and comes out, I don't think people would be as excited as they would be for Keanu Reeves.
No, because Keanu's hot with the gamer crowd because they all like the raid and the fucking.
They love
Tom Hanks got old, and it, honestly.
Hotel Shooter.
I don't like it.
What's that game called? That movie.
I know this sounds obnoxious of me to say.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't like that Tom Hanks got old.
Yeah.
He's a fucking old fogey now, and it pisses me off. It bums me out. Makes me feel bad.
It bums me out, too.
All his best roles are with him like, oh, I'm Tom Hanks. I'm in my 30s. What? Now you see him. He's all old and wrinkly. He's like the Crypt Keeper. You know,
he's
it's
not
like
that old.
They're gonna
have
cast
you seen
him
recently?
Grandpa.
I saw him on Good Morning America 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
wow.
I didn't see that.
Actually, I feel bad for him. I saw him on Good Morning America. He was in like Nashville, Tennessee. He had to introduce Sheryl Crow to all these fucking mutants. And I just felt like, oh, how far Tom Hanks has fallen. This guy has two Oscars, and now he's the hype man for Sheryl Crow for these fucking NASCAR mutants. That sucks. He looked disappointed. He did that thing where he would like have that fake enthusiasm, and then as soon as he was done talking, melt back into depression.
Oh, yeah.
It's called doing the Derek Acosta, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a term for that.
You're good at that.
You know
Sheryl Crow! She rocks! Give it up for Sheryl Crow, everybody!
They... I feel bad talking about Star Wars Land when Rock was not here, but I'm
going
to.
Don't do it.
They had this big like debut of it, and it was a whole ceremony, and George Lucas came out, and it was that. It was like, this guy, I don't know what they did to get him here, because he has his money. He doesn't need more money.
He cashed that check a while ago.
What the fuck? I mean, he looked miserable, and then he was first, and then he's kept kind of like wandering around, just looking around. It's like, get me the fuck out of here. It was terrible.
He hates what Disney did to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Famously, he talks about it all the time. But it must be nice to see, you know, your dream turned into a theme park.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
He doesn't want to make it anymore, so let someone else.
Forever. I don't think he's like a Star Wars fan. He's the guy who made it.
Yeah, he's not a fan.
He's not like, oh, look, the Millennium Falcon, fuck! He's like, I fucking made the real Millennium Falcon.
This is every day for
him. He doesn't give a fuck.
What?
He's every day. He sees a Millennium Falcon like every day.
Yeah. In his dreams. That's his whole living room.
He's probably tired of seeing the Millennium Falcon, honestly.
He's probably tired of fans telling him how much he changed their lives and all of that. You know?
You know,
he's jaded.
At that point.
He's on fuck the fans level.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely is.
He's hit that level.
Well, here's the thing is George gets that probably every single day.
Yeah.
And it's more George. For the person who's saying it than for him because he knows.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit anymore. But the person saying it feels good. Saying it, and now they can tell their friends, I told George Lucas he changed my life. I fucking did it, dude. I told him. But George Lucas is like, ah, fuck. I can't go to fucking Starbucks without getting these fucking losers telling me they changed. I don't care. I just want my latte.
I know that he sends an assistant to Starbucks. There's no way he makes appearances.
No, maybe.
He's out there at Skywalker Ranch.
He built that ranch to escape everyone.
George Lucas is walking around Star Wars land going, God damn, Peter and Carrie are fucking lucky they didn't have to see this shit. Holy fuck.
You okay there?
That was the closest I've ever come having come out my nose. It like burned.
Oh, Derek.
Damn, Derek. God.
Holy shit.
You almost killed me on that one.
I can only imagine how they deal with this shit.
They're up there with Sir Alec Guinness just going, I told you. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways. You know. Anyways. Game stuff, you know.
Shit's going on. E3. We're glad you're here with us and not checking out Bethesda or whatever's
that's
left
over.
Of Bethesda. I mean,
no, that's over.
Shinji Mikami came out and announced some Ghost game, Ghostwire.
I don't know what
it looks cool to me.
I legitimately love keynotes. I love them, and they're so boring and they suck. And I fucking love them.
We got the duality of man.
It's relaxing to me. I know, Derek, you hate them.
Too corporate, right?
The Bethesda one was too corporate.
Well, all of them. I mean,
I would love just a sincere. I don't hate keynotes. I honestly hate bullshit, and I hate inauthenticity. Mm. And I feel like a lot of keynotes are all show and glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
But the stuff they're showing, they're not really proud of. You know, they have to put on this fake enthusiasm for it.
Sure.
Every once in a while, some real enthusiasm comes through. But I love, you know, little companies when they're just really excited to legitimately show cool shit.
Right.
I don't need fucking stage lights and booming speakers.
Well, Xbox is fire, the king too. Of that. Like, they've all Xbox. From, like, we started watching these things since, fuck, what was that, 2003. We watched the first, I saw one. And it is always, like, the lamest shit. They got girls playing, like, with a tiger, like a CG tiger Skittles. With a Kinect named Skill. Yeah, it's, like, so many things
it's
that,
too
like,
scripted.
They've always, oh, here's like, Maroon 5. It's like, fuck,
we're so excited to show you Battle Royale mode. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We heard that you wanted it, and we're happy to give it to you. Coming out later this month. I hope you're ready to buy it, because we're excited to sell it. Oh, yeah.
Because no one else bought the game when
gross.
It came out.
I get
now
it.
We're going to package Battle Royale.
I just watched the Apple keynote the other day, and it was the same.
Same shit.
Same shit, and it's like them like trying to sell you so hard on this shit that
was
never
cool.
going to buy.
The stand was cool. I'm getting that stand.
You know what's funny? I was talking to Rocco before about anything. This fucking. Those of you who haven't seen it, there's a monitor stand they're selling for $1,000.
That's the shit.
There's no electronics in it. It's just a fucking.
That
stand.
I'm aware of.
That's some gangster shit. I'm down with that.
That is gangster shit.
Highway robbery.
But it's so funny that, like, some of the things they showed were, like, impressive. They had a new operating system. All this shit, you know, people spent, like, years on working so hard. And then they announce a fucking $1,000 stand, and no one gives a shit about anything else.
It's
just talking about the stand.
It's pimp.
Talking about that stand.
One.
stealing Rocco's bit. It's pimp one.
One.
You can raise and lower the screen with one finger. Pimp two.
Vest amount. Oh, sorry. You can, that's another $200.
You can angle the... How do I get a good shot of this? You can angle up to 25 degrees.
Ooh. Three.
Mm-hmm. It only costs not even $1,000. Everybody's saying it costs $1,000.
Under.
It's technically, actually, it's $999.
Until so that tax will get you.
That's four good reasons.
Yeah, I don't pay tax.
Whoa.
We don't need to go into it, but I'm not paying tax on that.
Meg, should we mute that? Okay, cut that out.
A tax hacker.
We're a savior.
You know, I think, like, if you make something and then you sell it for 100% more than it costs you to make, I'm okay with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if that thing costs $500 to make, okay, sell it for $1,000. You know, make your money back.
That's typical markup on retail.
How much do you think that stand actually costs to make?
I mean,
even if you sell it for three times more than the cost to make it, that's like $300 a stand.
I was like, honestly, I'm looking at this fucking stand trying to figure out, because even the thing that swivels makes it so it's like portrait mode. You pay for that separately. That's $150.
The best amount is $200.
The stand alone, the stand that does nothing but hold the screen, is $1,000. But I cannot, like, is there electronics inside of the stand? Or, like, what?
It's just,
if it's just
a fucking metal stand.
Yeah. That has to
cost like $50.
I would say less. I mean, like, it probably cost them $12.
No way.
I don't know. I mean, just metal? Like, buy that shit at Home Depot. We can make it for $12.
Yeah, I'll come over to my garage. I'll make it right now. For
I don't know.
$20. Out the door, $20.
Real talk. How much do you think you can make that thing for?
Garrett, we
just in materials.
I think
that's some brushed aluminum.
It's probably aluminum. It's probably
Brushed aluminum. Kevin, okay. You're right on that.
Okay.
I'd say easily $30 worth of materials, $10 worth of labor, $40.
Okay, $40.
Out the door.
Out the door.
Out the door, $40.
I'll give
so
it to you.
So come to Garrett's house. Oh, don't
well,
do that.
You
but.
Know, Apple's a company, guys. They got to make money, all right? We're not living in China, okay?
Yeah, yeah, they're building that stand in China, though.
Oh, and fuck.
So now we're looking at
shipping it over.
Well, you got to pay all the tariffs.
Oh, yeah, tariffs.
But, you
yeah.
know, if here, we're talking, though, if you buy them in mass production, prices goes down.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about one, but if we're buying 10,000,
you're
way cheaper.
You're eating into my bottom line. All right. $25 is my lowest price.
Okay.
Point
you.
Is, I'm getting it.
See you
it.
Tonight.
It's pimp. All right, everybody's saying they're not going to get it, so that thing's going to be a rare collector's item. When you walk into my house, centerpiece on my kitchen table,
modern
the Apple stand.
You're just not even going to put a screen on
no
it.
No screen.
And I'm not taking the price tag off either.
The screen blocks the $1,000 stand I just bought.
Orange, six grand
orange
too.
Sticker that says 999 on it.
Hell yeah.
You know, the supermarket sticker that they put on it, price thing.
It's clout, you know. You invite some people back over, they see it.
Exactly.
Their opinion of you is raised. I do like the...
I'm going to have an art...
My girlfriend sees that stand, then...
Uh-oh.
Sex.
Oh.
Then she's not standing.
The stand leads to a one-night stand.
Then I'll show her the free stand.
She's laying down.
Bingo!
Whoa.
Boop! This thing goes way more than 25 degrees. Straight 90
talking
up
about
in
a stand.
Bitch.
Yeah.
It's like a JoJo reference.
Doesn't need a $150 swivel either. What are we saying, Garrett?
I was going to say, like, I do enjoy these corporate press conferences for the fact that you get people, developers, typically uncomfortable with social speaking.
Yeah.
Thrown on stage.
And they're thrown on stage and told
for
to, like,
of people.
Like you were saying, Derek, like, yeah, hype it up and sell it. And, like, they're so fucking nervous. And then you get great moments. Every year there's like someone that gets, you know, memed out or turned into a gif of them like jumping and like throwing something down at the ground that doesn't happen. Like just misstepped and anxious behavior.
I wish we could hold these guys accountable, because have these games come out and they're glitchy as fuck and they're fucking broken.
Fallout.
And... So, let's go back in time to the keynote before the game came out, where they're like, this thing's brilliant. We're so excited to release it to you. And then the final product doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's what you were excited to release to us?
Right.
And everyone in the audience is just, yeah! Woo!
My favorite also is, you know that disaster is only one little second. Like, it could happen at any moment. This whole thing could be fucked. What was it? Was it James Cameron? Who was on stage and it wasn't working, and he just like, and he walked off the stage. Like,
he
I'm
abandoned
not
him.
He just like I don't need to fucking be here. I'm James Cameron. And he left, and the host is just like,
Yeah, was that an E3 thing?
James Cameron, everyone. And it was the best. It was the fucking best. I live for that shit.
You know,
Michael Bay. It was Michael Bay.
It was Michael Bay.
We made a skit about this called Truth Phones.
Yeah.
Where they say all this marketing bullshit, and then we decode it.
Yeah.
So you get to hear the truth. But I would love for just an ounce of honesty, just 10 seconds of honesty from any one of these developers, any one of these keynotes. Just come out
and say sorry.
Hey, this stand, we're fucking ripping your ass off. This thing costs $30 to make. We're selling it for a fuck ton load more.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a new game coming out. Not quite sure if it's going to work, but
if
we're
going to
sell it.
If it
full
does.
Price.
Yeah.
Hey, and everyone tune in up on the screen here. Look at it's up. Master Chief for the 27th time.
He's
back.
Listen, you think I'm joking. You're like, Derek, you're just being funny, and I don't think it's funny. You're an asshole. Shut up. Imagine if somebody, I would have so much respect, somebody from Microsoft, hey, Master Chief for 30th fucking time this year.
Here you go.
Full price.
full price.
You know you're going to buy it, so that's all I got to say. Later, I would be applauding that. I'd honestly be like, I might check that out.
Yeah.
That's a guy I could trust.
I trust him.
That guy doesn't sling any bullshit. I'm going to see what he's working on.
Key features, this Spartan armor is a different shade of green. So, see it for $69.99.
I watched the trailer for the new Halo.
You did? Infinite?
Infinite, yep. And it is like, I mean, I've obviously checked out that story so hard, I have no idea what is happening.
They've released so many Halos, they actually lost
what? Count. Yeah, where did we leave off? Like, Master Chief was frozen in 4 at the end
of 4? Well, here's the thing. I don't even know if this is like
canonical.
Because they have Halo, what was it? The
Reach?
Yeah, there's Reach, but there's also like one where it's like you like strategy game, you move little pawns.
Oh,
and shit.
Wars,
it's
Halo Wars. Wars.
That doesn't count. This is not the same thing.
No,
this is back to the storyline.
Oh, there's also Halo 5.
I have no idea what we're doing here anymore. I'm so fucking lost.
ODST.
No one gives a fuck about Halo.
That's not true. Just we're not big Xbox heads. We're not X heads.
I truly believe if you're an X head, you don't care. It's been too long. No one gives a fuck anymore. And they ran it into the ground. If there was only the first two Halos and then all of a sudden this came out, it'd be huge. But they ran into the fucking ground.
See, and then next year they're going to announce free DLC for Halo Infinite, a battle royale mode where you could get 53 players on the screen at the same time.
That rocks.
It's awesome.
They say Rooster Teeth in the chat, but I think... I truly believe
they're on PS4 now.
I have absolutely no fact behind this.
What about Rooster Teeth?
I think they are fucking over it too, but they can't say it because they're in so tight with them.
Dude,
again, I know nothing, but that just makes sense to me that they don't give a fuck.
I haven't been there in a while, but I remember like the first couple times I got to visit the Rooster Teeth offices and it was Xbox 360s on every desk. And it's like, wow, I mean, they are really in on, I mean, because of Red versus Blue, like, they're all in on the 360 format. But then every couple visits later, I'd start seeing PS4s showing up on people's desks.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I bet now, Switches everywhere.
You know what? Pay me enough money and I'll love Xbox too. So.
Well, I'm going to get Larry Herb on the phone.
Microsoft, call me up.
Larry,
I'm ready to fucking suck Master Chief's dick right now.
They got enough people who suck Master Chief's dick for free. They're going to pay you.
You got to suck Major Nelson's dick, not Master Chief. He's in real charge. Mm-hmm. It's a pecking order. So he's like a lieutenant above the Master Chief.
Just give me a free download code.
I'll
shove so much stuff in here.
Wow.
From Master Chief, whatever you want. Fingers.
His blaster.
Put your gun in my mouth.
Oh,
dual,
the blaster.
Dual wheel.
Get weird.
He's gonna dual wield.
You can do some master BDSM.
Dude, Master Chief,
stuff.
Give me your needler.
Halo BDSM.
You let him handle the Master Chief stuff. Cortana, you got my number.
I don't think she does.
She's omnipotent. She's got it.
Sean, put Garrett's number up here when you.
Wait. No. The Twitter was one thing. Yeah, now you're freaking me out. Did we censor bar over that, Kevin? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Anyways, we've been shitting on the world of video games for about 25 minutes here.
No,
this is the number one video game podcast, by the way. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast on a hot Sunday night.
That's right.
Yeah.
M64. 4.
Throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, though. I came up with that today. I just want to show that to everybody.
No, that's cool.
M.
One more time.
Do it again.
M.
M.
6.
Whoa.
4.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's sick.
Oh. Da, da,
that's,
cool. da.
That's the new Internet Soldiers call sign. Memorize it.
Yeah, the guns were a little too much. Like,
we still got that.
But. Yeah, but it's more of an M. So everyone's been asking in the chat where main guy is, but I don't think it's any of their business, personally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just guessing he's in Star Wars Land again.
I feel like kind of hurt by the fact that they're wondering where he is this whole time and not just focusing on what they have in front of them.
No one gives a fuck when I'm not here.
I mean, I think we're handling the E3 news pretty well.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I also want to point out that I do only call it Star Wars Land around Rocco because I know he doesn't like that. Because I know it's Galaxy's Edge.
It's Batuu.
But I'm not doing that.
The Black Spire.
I'm not doing that.
That's what Disney wants you to call it, okay?
Oh. That's true.
Don't drink the Disney Kool-Aid.
He's up there reporting on E3 right now for us.
Yeah, he's with Keanu.
He is.
I have confirmation that he is with him.
Picking up our badges. He's getting some details from Keanu.
Yeah, totally.
Now, I heard Star Wars Land wasn't good.
Well, who'd you hear that from? The Empire?
The general consensus is that it's not what people expected. And it's not good. Now, I haven't been there. I don't even know if I will go there now that I've heard the bad news.
Right.
Is that a sign of the times where everyone is so negative on everything and so critical?
I heard it was disappointing, so not going to waste my bucks.
No. You should check out Avatar Land instead. Save your money for that down in Florida.
How's that doing? Is that still
I think it does well.
On fire?
Oh, it does really well, yeah.
Yeah, I think people care about it. I think they do. And I'm
well, I guess I got to plan a trip to Florida now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try it out.
Well, you know, what you going to do?
Shit. Hey, we released a new video this week. We put out a new Flame War Theater. Sonic Adventure 2, Amy or Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you prefer? I personally prefer Amy because she is the nice one.
You're liking the kind of coquettish attitude of Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm into the tsundere. I want that goth bat aesthetic as well.
Yeah, that's right up your alley.
Right up my alley. Right. Rouge is my gal.
What about you, Sean? A lot of people like this episode. Yeah. What do you like, Sean? Did you ever play Sonic Adventure?
I never did. Wait, you know what? Maybe I did. There's one Sonic game I 100%ed.
Did
only
you have a
Dreamcast? One. No, was on that one. Mm. Don't know what I was on. Don't remember it. It doesn't matter.
Rouge or Amy, dude?
From judging by the thumbnails of what I saw on the thing, I'm going to say Amy. I'm an Amy man.
Got her all to myself.
Wrong.
Sean's totally an Amy man.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Amy's like 12 years old, just so you know.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, so was I when that game came out,
Wait, wait, wait. What does that matter? It's who we prefer, right? To, like, play as? Like, to control as a
first-person
character?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought the thread was about.
I read the prompt wrong.
I
love that Flame War. I think that's one of our better ones.
It's a good one.
You could tell the people writing it are like 13.
Really young.
It like really reads that way where it's like there's so many typos and it's just, you know. Also, there's like, it's funny now, spell check is way more easy to use in today's world.
Well, it's embedded in browsers
and everything.
So back then it wasn't.
So a lot of times what I would do if I were going to post on something and I would write something out and then copy it and go to like spell check websites and then just paste it in there and then fix the errors and then like bring it over to the thing.
You didn't keep WordPerfect document open on the side of your...
No, I didn't. I guess that would make sense too.
Extra.
But that's what I used to do back in the day. And it's just funny how now you don't really have to worry about that so much anymore. So the typos aren't so frequent.
Dude,
My favorite person, Poster, the poster was played by our friend Jared.
Yeah.
And he did great. But I legitimately love the comment, Amy, because she has more the personality of my GF.
Yeah.
So Amy.
Amy.
As if that person had a GF.
Right. But you can hear it in the way it's like, the way Jared delivers it. Yeah. It's like, your girlfriend, buddy.
Just the idea that you prefer this Sonic character because it reminds you of your girlfriend. That is all the proof I need that you've never even spoken to a girl.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah.
And you were trying to convince us of a fantasy that is not true, my friend.
But that's what kids do online. They're like, I'm 8, but I'm going to tell these guys I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
It's going to impress them.
I have a girl. She's just like Amy. That's why I love Amy. In fact, her name is Amy, coincidentally, but, you know.
Weird.
I'm going to go with Amy.
I'm going to go with Amy.
I'm going to go with Amy. Anyways, with that, we also released a new Make 64 animation.
Oh, yeah.
Man from Boston was released. So
yeah, if you joined us on Tuesday for 64 Day, you probably saw the sneak preview of the Man from Boston.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
By Ratbag. Yeah, Tuesday was a lot of fun.
Killed it. Yeah, that one is great. It's great.
I was so excited to stream all day for you guys, and we know you loved it too.
You nailed it. This is a corporate type podcast now.
Yeah. 64 Day was awesome. Yeah. If you didn't see it, I'm sorry. I think we're going to be putting up all of the footage from that day.
Yeah. I already
on the archives channel.
I uploaded the PPS that we did.
Oh,
Sean.
The bonus PPS. That was fun.
Yeah, that's up on the Mega 64 archives, and then some of the other stuff soon to come. It was a lot of fun playing those Jackbox games for friend to mention.
So much fun. Yeah, it was cool having them in the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ton of fun.
Audience participation.
Yeah.
But the Ratbag thing had so many jokes crammed into every frame.
Yeah.
I saw that commenters in the YouTube upload were appreciating, like, going through a second viewing and pausing almost every frame to just read the back of posters.
There, Rocco so at one point shit. Is wearing a shirt that says 311 was an inside job. And it's like, dude, we got to make that shirt. That's got to be a 64 special. That's so fucking
funny. I
like
that. It was an anime babe just in text.
That's good, too.
That's a good one.
That's good, too. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Or anime shit. My one
yeah,
of the two.
We have a handful of animations piled up, stockpiled.
That's true. We do.
So you're going to be seeing some more Ratbag animations from the most classic moments of the Mega 64 podcast. So stick around and stay tuned. And I believe they're all going up on Patreon.com/Mega64.
That brings us to our sponsor, ourselves.
The best sponsor. And we'll be honest with you. This is real talk. The sponsor fucking rules. We do. Sorry. We are awesome.
That's authentic, Sean.
You can buy our sick-ass shirts if you want at shop.make64.com. You're not going to regret it. You're going to look fucking great like I look great right now.
Look at you.
Yeah. Patreon is another fucking great thing that we do, and you can get so much awesome shit through our Patreon. It's not even funny. So check that out too.
Yeah, the cool shit on like third tier, and even just supporting us on the first two tiers, that's how you get
the
access.
The first tier is $1. $1.
Yeah, fuck the second two tiers. If you're not signed up for the first tier, what are you doing?
$1.
We're gonna be, releasing the animations for just $1. You get access to them. You get early access to Heart Slayers, and we're going to be cranking out a lot more content for the patrons as a thank you.
Yeah.
And yes, we're still working on version 4. That is on the way, forthcoming. Maybe next week. You never know.
You never know.
Hey,
get your hopes up.
Maybe.
Keep them up. The first tier is what allows us to have someone like Ratbag work on content for us so we can focus on version 4. So you'll get that steady stream of content.
Oh. Zergle in the chat asked what happened to the book. We are done writing the book. It is currently being edited for us.
You're getting a scoop right here.
And that is coming out very soon as well. And you're all going to be happy
with it. We haven't announced that it's in editing now.
That is an announcement.
That's a fucking first place announcement.
E3 announcement.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Take that, Bethesda.
So, Jared, go ahead and tweet that E3 news out for us on the Cheap
Ass
Gamer.
I think he's with Keanu, too.
Oh, is he there, too?
Yeah, he's with Keanu, but...
We never get invited to the cool fucking dinners. Rocco's taking Keanu and Jared out.
What's happening?
Rocco and Jared at
Korean barbecue right now.
Keanu Reeves.
They're down at Mana doing a fucking E3 feast.
No, Rocco's at some like Final Fantasy VII concert.
No.
I don't know what that is.
We're not at the cool thing.
That does not sound like something that I would be into. So
you're not into
I hope he has a good time. That's true. I'm there. Now, Rocco and Kevin saw The Lonely Island last night. They went to that concert.
Oh.
That does sound like my thing, and I missed out.
Well, they invited you, didn't they?
I don't think they did.
There's not enough spots.
That's what I've been told
not
that a lot.
Spots?
Disneyland,
yeah, I didn't get to the Black
not
Spire.
Enough
not enough spots. But y'all, only 3 people in those photos. So I thought it was 6. I thought it was 6 spots. Weird.
Wow. What you gonna do? But anyways. Well, it looked like fun. I saw on Rocco's Instagram.
Well, you should make an effort to be better friends with Rocco.
I know.
He would invite you to stuff. He'd invite you to Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
I went to Knott's Berry Farm with him and Kevin yesterday.
I wasn't invited to that.
You didn't get invited?
Knott's.
I wasn't invited to that. I didn't know that was even fucking happening.
I know.
Oh man.
Sucks.
You know, this is, hey,
he invites me to everything, but I say no.
Let me tell you though, this is when you
it's just you.
When you wish
I know. It's just me. I know. When Sean, I know. But when someone you get married and you start having kids and all this stuff, you stop getting the invites to stuff like this, and because they think you're busy, which I am, and I was, and I couldn't have gone. But it's nice to say I can't make it. Thanks for the invite, guys. It's nice.
It's nice.
I don't think, you know, when you get married and have kids, people don't want to be your friend anymore.
That is also
because you're
going to
bring
true.
The fucking wife around or bring the kid around, and, you know, they want solo Sean.
They want to find chicks.
No.
Pick up chicks. You know, they want to make the kids. You've already done it.
Yeah.
You need a wingman, you know, not an anchor.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like when you're playing an MMO video game, you're level 90 and these guys are level 10. They don't want to play with you. You're going to ruin the game. You're going to kill all the enemies.
True.
It takes the challenge away.
But it's the other way around. Sean's level 10 and Rocco's level 90.
I'm not. No.
He's level
90. Yeah, Rocco's a higher level than me. Please.
Please. He's got a lightsaber. What do you got?
Fuck. You know what? Good point.
You got a zip tie.
I did have that. First of all, pimp. I did. Rocco was here for a second. And I had Beckett here. And I'm like, Beckett, check out this lightsaber. And Beckett lost his fucking mind over it. That lightsaber.
It's fucking cool.
But then I thought, like, yeah, Beckett's the perfect age for this fucking lightsaber.
Nah, hey, I got to defend my man.
If only Beckett could afford one.
Yeah, I got to defend my man, though. I think when I do visit the.
You're
going to
do it.
The Black Spire. I'm going to build a. I'm going to save up a couple paychecks, maybe.
Can I
build a custom
tell
lightsaber.
You that. So, you know, you can buy those extra crystals in the store.
Yeah.
And when I found out that they randomly in the red section have a black one.
And it does extra sounds.
And it does more. It's like that kind of shit. It's like, oh, you got me. That's so fucking cool.
Because I want to get like four different crystals. I want every color. Purple, first of all.
I mean, I'm never going to do this.
Pimp.
I'm never going to do this.
What are you going to do with that lightsaber?
I'm going to fucking set it on the shelf next to my other two.
But Garrett has like stuff for that. Like,
and then
your house is decorated for that.
Then it'll sit with AA batteries, in it for 2-3 years until they fucking bleed out the side and ruin it. And it doesn't work anymore. My other two.
What do you get from spending $200 on a Disneyland lightsaber?
We don't have,
what do you get?
Fun.
I get a fun experience in Batuu, number one, because it's a whole experience.
Yeah,
I will say.
I saw the show.
So you're basically.
I watched it. It looks fucking cool.
It's like a $200 show, and then like you get a souvenir to take home.
And it's a compromise. It's a $100 piece of equipment that you get to take home, yes. So $100 for the show, $100 for the lightsaber. My other Force Effect sabers. When Master Replicas was making them, I think I bought those for like $250.
Oh, so it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, now that they're Hasbro now.
But
whoever the fuck they
are. Do you still feel like it was worth spending $250 on each of those?
I bought the Anakin one secondhand, and it's not my favorite, but I love that fucking Darth Vader A New Hope version Master Replica Saber I have. It has since stopped working, so I've removed the blade from the hilt, and I used the hilt in airsoft games where I put a big padded foam beam in it, and I went around as a melee, and I still fired it up so it had all the sounds.
That's
so it was dope, dude.
That's cool.
I used to play these airsoft games at night up in L.A., 8-Bit Senshi shouts out. My team would go up and play these zombie games at a field up in, like, Chino.
Yeah.
It was a night game. And you had pistols only, no automatic weapons, and you could have a melee. And it was the best because I'd fire that fucking lightsaber up.
They didn't even know who you were.
I'm fucking Darth Garrett, and I'd just like smack a couple zombies down. They'd hit the ground. Our team would advance.
I bet if they were killed by that, they were like appreciative. Like, that was cool.
Yes,
they
I had sound effects.
Thank you,
bro.
That was cool, dude. Maybe it was you.
So yeah, I got my money's worth.
Someone I know used to go like sneak into like the Family Fun Center or like Boomers.
That was
at
me.
Night. Was it you?
Yeah,
and like play hide and seek and then airsoft and stuff like that. And
not
then,
airsoft,
just hide and seek.
But there was a management involvement, so I felt kind of comfortable.
Oh,
with
they
it.
Were cool with it
because it was a bunch of Boomers at the time. Family Fun Center. I think they might have been Boomers then.
Maybe they were.
But there was a lot of Boomers faculty that would also come in at midnight and play hide and go seek.
Oh, that's
but it
so
was
cool.
It was just a it was me and a bunch of my gutter punky friends and half of the fucking Boomer staff and
the gutter punkies.
Yeah, we just got in there. I had a little timer, so you count down the 5 minutes. Whoever was it, you know, would count down at the rental desk where you'd turn in
your
clubs and your bats.
Yeah.
And then we had fools climbing the fucking nets on the batting cage all the way at the top.
Oh, my God.
Just to stay silent. I don't know. I might have been one of those fools.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like the most fun.
I made a poncho so I could turn into a bush and just crouch down and, like, hide in the golf course. Good spot hiding in the
windmill,
the race car track. Get up
if you think that's a good memory. Wait till you get the Batu experience.
Oh yeah, get
your lightsaber.
Yeah,
you're probably gonna forget all about
that.
Boomers.
Was the most free fun I ever had, and there was always that fear of the cops showing up.
Yeah, of course,
which it happened.
Added to the fun.
Free fun is better.
It happened
because it's a real life experience.
Yeah,
yeah, running from police,
not a
playing hide and go seek with your friends,
cookie cutter experience provided by the biggest corporation on earth. I hope you enjoy the Kool-Aid.
Damn.
Anyways.
You've been watching too much Xbox.
Yeah.
Drinking
hey,
the Kool-Aid.
You saw Dark Phoenix.
I did.
I heard nothing but shit.
Really?
About Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Classic,
I know.
Here's
I
classic
know.
Garrett comic book movie review. It was pretty good for an X-Men movie. Cut.
Okay. All right.
You know, that's how I feel about... I love the... X-Men movies before, you know, the Marvel franchise came along. I loved all those Wolverine movies.
Right,
I get that they're shit. And there's some real turds in there. But the first class and on X-Men movies, this new kind of arc with the younger cast, has been good. And this seems like it's the last one.
Seriously, this is not an insult to Garrett. Don't take it that way.
Sure.
This is a challenge to anybody out there, if you care. I don't think Garrett has ever given a bad review to a movie on the podcast.
Mm. I don't talk about stuff I dislike.
Yeah,
typically.
Legitimately.
I don't spend time on it.
Any movie you've ever asked him, like, what'd you think? He's never said it sucked or it was bad.
That's true.
Yeah. And I challenge anybody out there to find a movie review where he said he didn't like a movie, because I don't think he's ever done
What's the last movie you saw, Garrett, you thought
he's
that
fucking sucked? He's very appreciative of the films out there.
I will say... I went and saw, I think, Cock Blockers in the theater. I didn't care for that.
Okay.
I heard that was good.
I just saw Booksmart in the theater as well, which was a similar vibe to Cock Blockers, and I didn't really care for that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a Superbad, but with... a couple of high school girls instead of a couple of high school guys.
Okay. All right. I missed that one.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. It didn't have any substance, and like in another month, I'll have totally forgotten it. So I was entertained enough to where I felt like, all right, I bought the ticket. I paid for the admission, shut my brain off. I enjoyed the feature film.
Sure.
But outside of the theater, I didn't want to discuss it. I don't have any fucking questions about it. It's not really even stuck into my mind unless I really rack my brain to think of it, because it was a week or so ago.
I was
ago.
Listening to NPR,
yeah,
and they said it was brilliant.
Dark Phoenix?
No.
No, Booksmart.
Oh, Booksmart.
See, I would prefer last year's Lady Bird,
I don't know,
being a similar story. That was, I would say, brilliant. I wouldn't say brilliant, but it is more deserving of that than Booksmart was. There was a couple times where I laughed out loud in Booksmart, but really it wasn't the main cast. It was Will Forte has like a kind of cameo as one of the characters' dad, and Lisa Kudrow is the mom. And they had a funny scene where I was laughing out loud. But that was like, you're pulling your punches there. You're giving me Will Forte, accomplished comedian.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Very funny.
Lisa Kudrow, classic.
But Dark Phoenix.
Better than Booksmart?
Better than Booksmart for me, because I'm an X-Men fan, and the first class line of X-Men movies feel dated in a good way, because they're all set in the 90s. So they have this like 90s, like all the army dudes are just like dudes in standard camo with M16s. It just looks very 90s.
Right.
The music is 90s, like the clothing that the characters wear. But this one was better than Age of Apocalypse, or whatever the last first class movie, the Apocalypse one, better than that. Although it does, I will knock it for retelling like the same, Jean Grey goes back to her house. And like the first X-Men movies did that with, you know, Wolverine in all the original X-Men going to Jean Grey's house when she's having a whole Phoenix breakdown. This movie like did the same fucking thing. Yeah. So that was like, hey, this is shot for shot what a previous X-Men movie is.
Oh, wow. You know, we've kind of hit like pop culture singularity.
Yeah.
Where everything has just been sucked into the center of the pop culture black hole.
Yeah.
And we've kind of figured out what a movie needs to be successful. And so that's what you get
condensed
time and again. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the people who have millions of dollars to make movie, they don't want to risk it on doing something new. So it's like, just make it like this other movie.
It really is funny how movies have become that. It is
movies, but TV shows, pop music, TV shows.
They've got like a
comic
formula
books
or an algorithm on how to get a return on their investment, and they don't stray.
No.
No. Yeah, because it keeps working. But it's,
I will say, I'll go see something that's popcorn like that in the theater, but it has to be wild and original and shocking for me to purchase it on home video.
I don't think home video is doing very well.
With streaming, you're probably right.
Yeah, well, with streaming and what you said, like nobody gives a shit about owning any of these movies.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like all the times I buy a movie, usually now it's digital, honestly. I just like get it from iTunes. But it's always an older movie that I do it. Like,
an older release that just got
Shit, Caddyshack, okay. You know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
An old movie.
That's me for the most part as well. But every once in a while, there's something like... I pointed out Hereditary last year was something that, like, I bought, pre-ordered it. Like, I want that on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciated that. And for me, being a horror fan, maybe it's only, like, original horror movies that get me to go out and buy them.
I think horror movies are about to hit the same
crescendo.
Thing. Yeah, because they're starting to release super budget horror movies.
That is
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark looks like a really big budget horror movie.
Yeah, Guillermo.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that, though.
I'm excited for that, too.
I trust Guillermo del Toro, and I have a connection with those books from childhood.
Of course.
You got me.
I think Guillermo del Toro is really hit or miss.
I agree.
What's your favorite Guillermo?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What was the first one.
What's a good movie he made?
What's the one with that little egg antique that turns you into a fucking...
Was that Kronos?
Kronos, yeah. I don't want to give anything more away, but I think Kronos. I tend to really enjoy bands' first albums, directors' first films. That's kind of like my...
Your thing.
First film I saw by Guillermo del Toro was Pan's Labyrinth, and it looked cool, but I really didn't enjoy the story.
Mm-hmm. I think his style's great, but I feel like he's lacking in story.
Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, my favorite would probably be The Shape of Water.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, I mean, that's my favorite Guillermo del Toro movie, not my favorite movie of all time.
Right.
It was an okay movie.
Right.
I think it had the best story of one of his movies that I've seen. I don't really like Hellboy. Did he do Pacific Rim? I didn't really like Pacific Rim.
Yeah, he did the first one.
Did he produce Pacific Rim or did he direct it?
I don't remember.
I don't know for sure on that, too. But Blade 2. Don't get us started on Blade 2.
Did he do Blade 1?
No.
He only did Blade 2 because Blade 1 is awesome.
It is.
Hmm. Hmm.
How do you guys feel about him being in Death Stranding?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Honestly, I'm not really following anything for Death Stranding.
Yeah. And it's not his voice either. It's just the character model.
Yeah, yeah. They got someone else to do the voice.
That's smart.
Same with the other director.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
a weird-looking guy.
Yeah.
So why not?
Well, I mean, Kojima definitely has a love affair with Hollywood.
And has
always talked about wanting to direct and, like, direct a feature film. But really, he's so good at directing video games, he's figured out a way to turn his video games into feature films and get not only like Hollywood stars, because with Metal Gear 5, he recasts Snake from David Hayter to Kiefer Sutherland.
I think Hideo Kojima has transcended filmmaking. I think he can do more in a video game and deliver a better cinematic experience than you can.
Yeah, why step back and do a feature
film? Why limit yourself like that?
My thought on movies is it's an opportunity for you to live the life of somebody else. You can live vicariously somebody else's life. And Hideo Kojima delivers that better than anybody. So like the opening sequence to Metal Gear Solid 5 was like the coolest action horror movie experience I've probably ever had in my life.
Phantom Pain, yeah.
Because he sets up that character so well of being really injured and you feel like, oh my God, this person can't do shit. And there's so much stuff coming at you.
Yeah, they're confused. Yeah. You're confused.
You're paralyzed. You feel helpless.
There's great misdirection. Yeah. Like, we're going to go this way. Oh no, we can't. We got to go this way. Oh fuck, we can't. We got to go back this way. And it was
supernatural shit as well as just XOF cleanup squad coming to kill you.
Yeah, that when you're crawling under the beds and the feet are wild and they're shooting everybody.
Oh yeah.
That's like a great horror sequence. When that thing comes walking off the elevator and ignites on fire, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And even PT was like better than most horror movie experiences. Yeah. Oh,
100%.
For sure.
That PT was the scariest event of my life. For sure. Like, I've never been more scared any movie. In any other movie or any other whatever than PT. That was by far the scariest.
And
I've ever
don't
been.
Think you could make a movie like PT. I don't think you could have that experience watching a movie when you're actually controlling the character. So he's like transcended movies, I think.
Right.
I don't think if he made a movie, it probably wouldn't be as good as the experience you get with his video games.
So then I guess it is the natural progression for him to be casting Hollywood actors and actresses. And now he's making friends with directors. I mean, he's going past the actor, actress, and now getting like celebrity directors to just get scanned in and be in his game.
Like his friends and stuff.
His friends now, because he's honored amongst Guillermo and Nicholas Winding Refn, I guess, as being like a master of his craft.
Yeah.
I just, this info just kind of came out earlier this week. I think Stephanie Justin, who played Quiet, was on a podcast, shouts out to Young Yeah. and she said that she had been contacted by Kojima to play that character Fragile.
Oh.
And, you know, she's a great actress and was a huge hit, I think, is like video game famous from her being Quiet in Phantom Pain. But he cast someone named Leah Sadux. I don't know. I can't pronounce that name. But a blonde girl is Fragile instead of her.
Mm.
He had told her, here's some concept art. Maybe I would like you to play this character. She didn't hear anything for a year. Trailer comes out. This Hollywood actress is now playing her. So the story came out. I don't think she's like butthurt. But David Hayter was kind of butthurt.
Oh, he was
mad. When Kiefer Sutherland was cast as the voice, I mean, he was not, he didn't save face on social media. He let everyone know he was kind of bummed. Stephanie's talking about it, but I think she's saving face with it. But it is interesting that Kojima's now hiring Hollywood actors and not giving the roles to, you know.
Right. That's the way it's going. The Keanu Reeves in that Cyberpunk game. Like, yeah. I mean, it,
the games are now taking over,
you know,
the
it's
roles.
It's really interesting that these like top-tier celebrities
are
now doing video games. They're doing animated movies. They're doing TV shows. They're doing everything where, like, the regular actors, like, what the fuck do we do now? Because we did all this shit that you guys were making the movies, but now it's like, you're doing it fucking everything. Yeah, you're doing everything.
Movies ain't shit.
Yeah.
They're not satisfied just making a piece of shit two-hour movie.
Yeah.
They'd rather make something that people give a fuck about.
What you said, movies ain't shit, I think about that sometimes, like, where we are, like, oh, what's the end goal here? Like, are we going to get tasked to produce a Hollywood feature film and make that? But it's like, I think that's dying, and what we're doing on the internet is where the future of entertainment really is. So we're right in the prime spot.
But if we made a movie, oh, it'd be good, baby.
Yeah, babe.
We know what to do. So stop with this bullshit that you're doing.
Oh, you're saying it would be good. It would be one of the ones that I do want to buy on video.
Yes. Okay. It would be shocking and amazing, and you'd be like, damn, those boys hit it out of the park.
So you don't want, like, the, you know, seventh Deadpool sequel. You don't want a chance at directing that in a couple more years?
No. But you know what? If they want to give it to me, I'll make it good.
Fox.
I'll make it good. I'll fix it for you. I'll fix your fuck up, and I'll get Ryan Reynolds the fuck out.
Ooh, recast. Who are you going to recast?
I'm going to do a little thing real quick where I'm going to get pissed off real quick. I do not follow Ryan Reynolds or Mark Ruffalo on Twitter.
Why not?
I fucking don't, because I don't care about them.
You don't like
celebrities? Why do I see every tweet? And it's not retweeted by anyone I know, but it's just, oh, so-and-so follows them, so here's their tweet. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about them. Why do I have to see their shit all the time? I can't block them.
Yeah, you can.
But why? I don't even follow them. Why would I block them?
You gonna hurt Mark Ruffalo's feelings? I think he could take a block from Sean.
I've never seen a Mark Ruffalo retweet.
I can't. I can't avoid, and I have nothing against Mark Ruffalo. Nothing.
It's the algorithm, dude. It's nothing. Not his fault.
But I can't avoid him.
He's got a social media team. He's always doing good shit for Make-A-Wish kids.
Fine, I will mute them. But I don't understand why I have to mute them when no one I follow retweets them and I don't follow them. Why in the world do I have to mute them? That makes no fucking sense.
It's the algorithm, bruh. He's doing all this nice shit and it gets pushed to the top of the feed.
You're on Twitter too much.
Yeah.
See.
Do you go on Twitter a lot?
I go on Twitter a lot. But I don't ever post, but I really enjoy.
You're just looking for the Mark Ruffalo tweets?
No, I'm trying to avoid those. I'm on Twitter a lot, and most of it is about Padres, which is fucking lame. But that's
I don't think I follow any celebrities on Twitter. So most of the tweets I see are shit that either make no sense to me, or stuff I really don't care about.
Man. Most of my shit's like anime, video game, shit posting, cursed videos, a lot of perfectly cut screams, that kind of.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I like that kind of stuff.
That's good. Yeah,
I just like to shit post on Twitter.
That's you got to curate it, Sean. You got to get in there and mute that.
I also like to shit post and just post. You know, like here's a dumb thought and just put it on there and just forget I tweeted it. You know, and then come back later like, oh yeah, that didn't do very well. You know, that kind of stuff.
You don't do like troll face reply to your original shit post with like a troll face, like LULZ, and like
no,
you don't get real deep into it.
I don't do that.
Pepe Frog stuff, Sean.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
Hi. Real quick, that show Chernobyl ended. It's over. Fucking great. Every episode was great.
It's only five
episodes.
Right? Yeah.
It's only five episodes. Everyone should watch it. It was really good, told very quickly. And I really enjoyed like there are parts where it's like they're fucking honest, where it's like this character didn't really exist, but it's kind of just like a summation of like all these people that it was just too confusing, so we just had to be one person. There you go. Like I really enjoyed how it was just like this is exactly what happened, except for these things, which we're gonna cop to right now and tell you that is not how it really went down, but that's why. So good. So check out Chernobyl. It's over. And
see,
good.
Back to home video. Something this good seems like I would. It'd be worth it to me to have to purchase it to watch it because there's no way HBO Now is going to work for my shitty internet.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a cable HBO. Like, I don't pay for it. So I'd have to go through two steps of getting better internet and then also paying for HBO. But, like, if this was put out on a Blu-ray though, like, is HBO going to hold on to that for a little long time? Because I would love to just buy this.
I bet they'll release it soon.
Really?
I'll check for you.
Do shows come out like that, though, still? When they're on, like, a streaming service? Like, big Netflix shows never come to, like... I think, like...
Stranger Things does.
Huge shit. Yeah, Stranger Things, I was going to say. Yeah. But, like... okay, I started watching Black Mirror Season 3.
Okay.
Like, is Black Mirror 1 and 2 a Blu-ray? Can you buy those?
No, I don't think so.
It's only Netflix, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I'll look it up for you.
Well, we're going to get on Amazon
now. I'm on Amazon looking up Chernobyl.
Jared's going to be tweeting me deals all night now. But yeah, Chernobyl seems like one I've heard so many good things about from everyone here.
I just really enjoyed that.
Black Mirror is on Blu-ray.
It is. Okay. That? So that does come out eventually.
Seasons 1
video.
And 2, Walmart.com.
Damn,
$30.
I'm going to check that out.
Chernobyl, it's loading.
Anyone else seeing Black Mirror Season 3?
No. No.
Episode 1 is gamer related. I don't want to spoil anything. I had a great time with that episode.
Did you?
It was awesome. I think you guys should check it out.
I don't know. I watched 3 episodes of that show and I was so fucking depressed. It was such a bummer. I was
told
it's a Twilight Zone. Hey, it's a Twilight Zone. Check it out. Okay. Oh, this is all fucking miserable and depressing. I don't know.
That's life, bro.
I guess.
That's the future in front of us. It's Cyberpunk 77, man. It's cool.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
I'm only really following comic
books. Start listening
books
to
right
The Cure.
Now.
Yeah.
Comic books and regular books.
You're a thespian. You're a true to the literature.
I act out what I read.
Yeah.
I perform it live.
True to the written word and the spoken word.
Like a true thespian. I don't know. I'm just so, like I said, over kind of movies and TV. I find myself watching old stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
It's exhausting to constantly give new stuff a try and then be bored as fuck, you know, and just hours of your life go down the toilet because you're trying to discover something good and you never do.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating. So I gave it up.
And you're not chasing the fix anymore. Like, I need something new. You're like, let me go back to the
good old. I'd rather just pick up a comic and read that.
Sure.
I'm that way with games.
Yeah.
I fucking couple weeks ago, Sean, or last week on 64 day, we played Ground Zeroes.
Yeah.
I noticed I only had a 55% game completion.
Uh-oh.
So this morning I booted that up and I've just been playing the first Metal Gear 5 game.
Yeah.
I'm up to 65 now.
Hell yeah.
Getting S ranks.
I never played Ground Zeroes.
Oh, it's good.
Is that on PlayStation?
Yeah, and PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox, okay. Xbox.
I never beat Metal Gear 5
either. 360.
Yeah, me neither.
I heard the story took a dump, but I just liked the gameplay.
I don't think it did.
Well, you play it more than anyone else I know.
It's all about gameplay, for real, though. Yeah, so,
the gameplay
if you
is
like,
brilliant in that game.
Yeah.
If you like the gameplay, keep burning through it.
Plague Tale, I've been playing, and I'm really enjoying it.
That's right.
That's kind of like a movie that I enjoy. It's really, like, that game is not difficult. The puzzles are not difficult. It is kind of, there's a term, a visual novel. It's almost like that.
Ooh.
But I'm really enjoying it because it surprises me how grandiose it is. I keep thinking, like, this game's kind of getting, you know, a little bit. I think I get it, and then I'll be introduced to this whole new level.
Oh, that's
good. Which is, like, takes place during the Dark Ages, during the plague epidemic. I'm going to spoil a level, but okay. I came to a part, like, I come over a hill, and it was just a field full of dead bodies. Like, we've come to a battlefield after the battle, and it's, like, millions of dead bodies. Probably not millions, probably, like, 100,000.
Okay,
you had to trek through this battlefield right afterwards, and there's, like, soldiers kind of looting the dead bodies, and you have to avoid them and stuff. There's trebuchets that you have to, you know, hide in and climb on and stuff. And I was like, this is pretty cool. It was very, like, grandiose, atmospheric.
Mm.
And I'm really enjoying it. It's not challenging. You know, right.
But story's cool.
I'm not playing this one for the gameplay. I am playing it for the story.
You recommended Death Coming to me, which I've been playing now and really enjoying. So I think I might take you up on a Plague Tale when I'm done with Death Coming, when I need another new fix. Right now I'm on to Ground Zero, so who knows? But.
And I'm on to Portal 2, so old games.
Yeah.
But, dude, that game, I haven't played it since it came out. It has no right being that good. Like, is this a puzzle game?
What game?
Portal 2.
Portal 2. Oh, okay.
Like, it's so simple, the idea of it. And the fact that they were able to not only, like, through very simple ways, tell a cool story and, like, it doesn't get boring or repetitive. Like, how the fuck did they do that? That game fucking rules. One of the best games ever made. And it blows my mind. It's so good.
When you're done, you got to play the co-op. Couch co-op version.
Yeah, I've never did
That's
that.
That's what I'm in the middle of. You like that one too, Kev?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun playing with somebody.
It's another, like, it's its own story. It lends itself, like, well. Because the puzzles, you really have to do, like, some fucking teamwork on the couch with your friend.
That's cool.
Or in this case, you're playing with your kids.
Yep. Yep.
So I think that would be definitely, like, check that out.
I just
after
love
you're finished.
That's
what I'm
so much
right
fun
now.
Playing, and I'm playing, or it's like I can't fucking figure it out, and then I give the controller to Emma, and then she does it. Like, it's so much fucking fun. It's so great. I love it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's the game I've been playing a shitload of, and I love it.
So your E3 announcements, Valve stuff.
I've been saying it for fucking years. Portal 3, let's do it. They're never gonna do it.
They don't do a third game of anything.
They have Steam. They don't fucking care. Well, they don't care about.
Maybe
Portal.
They're smart, Sean. Maybe that's what Derek's saying. You got to break out of the repetitive, formulaic creation of your franchise, and you just got to go. No, we perfected it the second time around. We got a first draft. Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead 2. Mwah. Perfect.
Well, even like,
let
you know, honestly,
sleeping
though,
dogs lie.
Portal 2, the way it ended, it was the perfect ending,
right?
Too. So, you know, you're right. That was the perfect ending.
Team
and
Fortress?
I don't need to go, I guess, back to that. But God.
What's the original Valve game? The Half-Life. What'd you say?
The Orange Box.
Orange Box 2? They didn't even do that.
Well, they alluded to Portal stuff being in Half-Life 3. Like, a lot of the names and stuff like
that.
Oh,
really?
Like, the company that made the Portal gun was
they're
going to
combine
them.
Have they admitted
Half Portal?
Have they admitted to being?
No, they just showed stuff. There's like they alluded to certain names and stuff, and it's like these are the names of the corporation
Aperture
in Portal. And
whatever.
If you play Portal, there's a lot of
Half-Life.
Black Mesa stuff, and stuff.
So. But have they admitted or copped to like they're working on
Half-Life
3?
No, none of that.
No.
But
okay.
in the stuff they've released, games and stuff like
what
that.
What comes out first, Half-Life 3 or Version 4? That's the eternal debate.
That's the real question.
You know what?
Probably Half-Life 3.
Gaben will eventually step down or you know, knock on wood, hopefully, very far from now, he passes on. The inhabitor of Valve, Tyson Newell, he comes in. He goes, all right, make the third of everything.
That's and then third of everything.
Then just, you know, substance, maybe not so much, but the cash flow is coming back.
Did anybody play Half-Life or Half-Life 2?
I played it all.
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Is it good? Is it good today?
Yeah, the story's great in that.
It's a classic, too. It's like a...
Never played it.
What was that on? PS2?
No,
it was on
computer.
PC before, but it's really... They had some versions that were on,
to,
like...
revive Derek Streams.
Oh, do Half-Life.
Do Half-Life.
The first one.
A classic
People would like
game.
That.
I've never played Half-Life. I like doing classic games that I've never experienced. I get to go in fresh and experience something good.
Well, the chat's blowing up. They want you to do it.
I'm going to do that with Link to the Past when that remake comes out.
I just did it.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to get this new one that Nintendo showed off last...
Did they announce it?
You're thinking of Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening. Sorry.
Link's Awakening.
You did play Link to the Past on your Derby stream. That's right.
No, honestly, Link to the Past was hard as fuck, and I don't want to go play old Zelda games.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I never played those. My first one was Ocarina of Time because it was too hard. And I was like, I don't know.
If I didn't have the chat helping me out, I would not have been able to beat that game.
Right,
that's
the
fun of streaming.
Too. Back in the day, what would you have fucking done?
You had your friend.
And anybody
I don't have
who,
friends.
Anybody who watched my stream, they know I am the king of save states. I was save stating like every 30 seconds. Like without save states, without 50 fucking people telling me what to do, you ain't got a shot. So, not interested in Link's Awakening. Y'all could stay asleep for all I care.
Oh, it looks so pretty. You're going to let Link slumber.
Yeah, he can sleep.
No, I'll wait for the next real Zelda game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild 2.
Please. That's all you need. Don't.
Same game engine?
You did it.
Physics
you
and
fucking
everything?
Nailed it. Let's just keep it going.
See?
Keep it going.
That's contradicting. Maybe it's okay with movies, but not with games.
You know what? I find that I only play every couple of Zelda games anyways. Yeah. I played Ocarina of Time. I skipped Majora's Mask. I did play Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were like a couple. Like
probably Princess.
Train
you
one, whatever.
Oh, that's a Game Boy. A
couple
shit.
Of Game that Boy
that's
ones.
That's Spirit Tracks.
I did play Twilight Princess. Loved it.
But you
it.
Didn't do Skyward Sword.
I did not do Skyward Sword. And then I played Breath of the Wild.
I've done all of them. Ever since.
You complete them, though?
Yeah. I 100% Skyward Sword.
We're all different because I play a couple hours of all of them.
Really?
I haven't beat Breath of the Wild. I haven't even gotten, like...
I haven't beat it either.
I rushed to just get the Master Sword, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to put this down, start playing something else, never picked it up again.
Kevin, did you ever beat the DLC?
I'm working on it right now.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm loving it, though. I'm back in it.
We got too many games to play.
That's a good problem to have, but...
We are in the mode now where, you know, our grandparents had two channels and the radio.
Yeah.
We have infinite... I mean, every day there's 10 billion things added to just Netflix. I mean, there's so many things thrown at us like to take your time away. It's just like I don't have the time. It's just I can't
almost like they're trying to keep you distracted, man.
Dude, it works.
They got you on the meds too, man.
We gotta make a smash hit. We need our Ruby. We need our Avengers to come out. We get rich and I'll finally just have time to play video games.
That's
my dream. So I'm saving Breath of the Wild until I'm a millionaire.
You're gonna
That's a good goal.
I love it.
It keeps you
motivated. Because you're going to be rich and playing the best game ever made. So that is this fucking...
Yeah.
You could die happy.
Situation.
Life's going to be good.
That's a happy man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich, playing video games.
If we never make $1 million, I'm not beating Breath of the Wild.
Oh, fuck. No, it's on you guys.
You hear that?
I'm telling you, Ryan. You want me to play this game or not?
Hear that in heaven?
Okay. Shop.mega64.com. You want me to beat Sekiro?
A lot of shirts.
I'm not playing Sekiro until I'm a millionaire.
Get out your fucking checkbook, Miyamoto.
So, if you ain't buying the shirts, if you ain't buying the plush dolls.
But then once we get it, he's going to stream. It's called the Millionaire Stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tip him because he's already got millions.
Every stream, I will pick one person in the chat, give him $10,000.
Whoa.
Sick.
Dude, that's generous.
Yeah, that's cool. So give
Thank
him money
you.
First so we can give you the money
that's
later.
That's cool. You see,
it's an investment.
Right. Derek's a good guy, guys.
Did you hear that somebody in San Diego won $530 million playing the lotto?
I did not hear that.
SD?
Yeah, San Diego was the latest multi-million dollar winner.
It wasn't me.
I got pissed off. for not playing the lotto. I got pissed off at myself.
But it wasn't going to be
you. That's
how
they get you.
This is what I'm fucking tired of hearing, okay? Listen. Listen. There's this fucking myth out there that you can't win the lotto. And I let all the naysayers influence my mind. Oh, I'm not going to win the lottery. I'm not even going to play because my chances of winning are so small. Turn around and my fucking neighbor.
Oh, Carl got it.
My fellow San Diegan won $530 fucking million dollars. And now I say it could have been me.
That's a lot of scrap.
You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah. Can't win if you don't play. Well, here's the thing. You got to believe the dream and then it'll come true.
I never played the lottery. Unless there's like a group poll and then say, hey, we're gonna do the lottery.
Same here. I jump in.
Because I've seen too many horror stories of the guy who didn't, I don't have a dollar today, and didn't do it.
At work.
And they won. Fuck that. I'm never going to be that guy. So, here's my dollar. Whatever.
I only play with guys
at
work. I play
the lotto every once it gets up to like $1 billion. I go, I could use $1 billion. I'll play.
But that 40 million, no thank you.
Every single time. No. I'm not playing for 40 million, okay? Because my chances of winning are so small, I don't want to blow it on 40 million.
Okay.
If I'm going to win, I want the big one.
To me.
So I wait for the big one.
Where I live in my life, $1 billion and $40 million is the exact same amount of money.
Well,
that is the same to me.
In my world. Maybe that's good for Sean, but that's not good for Derek, okay?
Yeah, he's got high standards.
If I won $40 million playing the lotto, I would honestly be disappointed. I would say, Why didn't I waste my win on 40 million when I could have had 400 million.
The bigger ones are harder. They change the way they do things, and that's why nobody wins, and then it rolls into the next one and the next one.
But Kevin, here's the thing,
he's
Kevin,
never going to win twice. Yes, he only gets one win.
Kevin's right. The little ones never win, and they all get rolled over into the big ones, and it's the big ones that get one.
Yep.
Every time the lotto's fucking huge, everybody rushes to play it.
That's lines up win. The door for the ticket.
Let me tell you, every time I play the lotto, there's a winner. One in 10 times I play the lotto and nobody wins.
Someone always wins.
Because
though.
I always play for the big pots and it's always like, oh, you didn't win, but somebody won. This person in Tennessee won. This person in Florida won. And it's always a bummer.
I heard last week someone did win and they used the numbers on their fortune cookie, and that's what the numbers.
Damn. Oh, can you believe
that? Dude. Well, here's the thing.
Consult the I Ching.
It was $530 million, and I'm thinking it's going to be somebody in fucking Wisconsin. Yeah. It's going to be somebody in Tennessee. It was Sandy fucking Ago.
Well, isn't it California Super Lotto? So it's only California, right?
Ooh. No, I think that it was interstitial. They have one that like combines. Yeah. It's the whole country, and that's why the pot gets so big. Yeah.
Damn. I do like whenever I give that dollar, I kind of like you kind of daydream a little bit.
The excitement?
Yeah. And like, I don't necessarily think I'm going to win. I'm not going to. But I do like to think, like, what would I do?
It's a gambler's high.
I'd buy a house, like a nice house. And then I don't need a new car. I just, have like a nice car, nothing crazy.
Every time I lose, I look up the stories of people who were broke in a year or like. Self-death.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Most people say.
What? Are you not using the word suicide?
I don't use that word.
Oh, I've never heard of self-death.
I say
before.
Self-death.
Yeah. And we computer telephone self-death.
That's you commit self-death.
Okay. It is easier to swallow.
Yeah,
right.
They do a self-death on themselves. They take themselves out because winning the lotto fucked up their life.
Yeah.
So those are the stories I need to make me feel better. So I honestly feel sorry for the person in San Diego who won the lotto.
They just committed an act of self-death.
If you win the lotto, I feel sorry for you.
I want to be your neighbor, your
friend.
Most
people, I do hear a lot of people say it's the worst thing that ever happened to them, winning the lotto.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a lot of friends. A lot of friends you
don't
want.
A lot of friends, a lot of families coming out asking for a
handout.
See, now,
if you could win the lotto and then not say you win the lotto.
That's illegal.
They always post
it. No, I think somebody sued to keep their name private and won.
Yeah, but how do you hide that from like your family?
I'm pretty sure. Exactly. It's a state-by-state basis. I think in California – I'm not sure if they did change the law in California, but it's to stop corruption.
I didn't know what state it was in.
It's to stop somebody from cheating and then taking the money.
Yeah.
You know, and then, we never know who got it. But, it was all legit.
I think – well, I know we're kind of running along here. But I would think that my policy would be like I would give anyone who asked it $10,000 once.
To shut up, right?
You get
hush money.
Not only that, but it's like, okay, you need money and you came to me. Here's $10,000, but this is it. And then that's it. And so, yeah, I burned through a lot of money that way. But then I'd be done with it. And I'd be done with everybody else.
It would
and
be like, constant. It would never end.
It would never end. That same person who came on the first week, they come a month later.
If Kevin needed $10,000, Kevin, I get
real talk, I would take $100,000 right off the bat. And then I would put the rest of the money in some sort of bank account that
I can't even
couldn't
get
access it for like 2 years.
Can't touch it.
Yeah. And I would just sit for 2 years and just think, like, what do I really want to do with this money? I don't know if I'd buy a house.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Take your time.
Yeah, I'd have to take my time.
Take your time. Money. Really think it out. Come up with a policy, a plan.
I would get enough money to float me, you know, for a good 2 years.
Invest it all.
No, then you'd lose it.
Not
gambling back as well. To Uncle Sam.
I'm gonna put it in.
He was dumb enough to let us gamble in the first place.
And butter. You always need butter.
Butter. Pork bellies.
Pork belly stock. They got that.
Hedge fund. Start a hedge fund.
Yeah, I know what those things are. that's not what I've heard. And
I'm gonna get a 401k.
I know what that is.
You don't need a 401k if you have $500 million. That is your 401k.
I'm gonna stuff just all my mattresses stuffed. Hundreds.
Your house will get robbed.
I'd buy a bitchin' security system.
That's true.
From Amazon.com, Ring security system. And I'd also get one of them security guards 24/7.
To wait at your bed?
Sit over my...
I'll do it.
No, at the gate. I'd get a gate installed. Sit at the gate.
You know what I would honestly do? I would take $1 million, really, and I would make a $1 million movie.
Oh, yeah.
And,
shit.
And I just work on that for 2 years while I thought about what I want to do with the rest. I'd get everybody here in Mega 64 some money.
Thank you.
And I'd also buy 100% control of Mega 64. I'd buy you guys out.
You're like 51% share owner where everyone else would be something else. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get on a share.
And I would ban Disney toys from
what? No choo-choo?
Just
no
to, Casey you know, Jr.? The Emperor sometimes just has to flex that power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Casey Jr., banned. I'd have to fine you for bringing those toys.
Batu Saber. No.
Rocco emoji finally has a good use.
I know.
Hey, that reminds me. So, check us out. Subscribe to us on Twitch Prime. Do that.
It's cool.
You should. You got cool emojis.
If you want to show Rocco freaking the fuck out losing his choo-choo, you got an emoji for that.
Rocco would be fine, you know. I'd give him a shit ton of money, but you just can't bring your toys any. Take him home! You got your cool museum of shit that you live in.
He doesn't have room in at home anymore. Have you been to his house? It's full.
He's got a second... He's going to pay him to have a second home.
He invites me over to his house, but I say no.
Oh, that's smart.
Ah, it's that kind of thing.
You know.
Smart.
I reject all invitations.
Well,
yeah.
They're shopping at shop.mega64.com. They're getting their game days tickets there.
Yeah.
They're checking out our Twitch. They're subbing us with Prime.
They're making me one step closer to beating Sekiro, so that's cool.
We're almost there. And one of these days, he's going to finish Breath of the Wild. One of these days.
One of these days. It's
going to
be a
good day. You
want
to play Life is Strange? Visit shop.mega64.com. But I ain't got the time right now because I'm on a quest.
That's right. So further E3 coverage.
To come.
To come. So we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and not watching Bethesda's shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who even knows what happened?
About that. Watch our stuff. We're cool. And now you're cool. So thank you. Is there anything else?
Bethesda lame. We're cool. Are we doing an after show?
I can do an after show.
Take a couple calls.
We'll take a couple calls.
Let's do it. So let's wrap it up here then. And say,
good night.